gotta put people away. When we get them down, we put our foot in their throats and we put them away.
We gotta step on their throat and turn. That's what we gotta do.
Somebody gonna get hit in the mouth today, and it ain't gonna be me.
The Packers have played their four quarters. Now, it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik.
It is time for the fifth quarter, brought to you by Titletown Brewing and Evergreen Power. You can count on them. Highway 41 and N Little Chute, 23-6. Packers over the Vikings. It's a victory Monday. We bring in our special guest from Gannett Media, Eric Baranchik. But I don't want to start talking football. I want to start talking about deer camp. Eric, you're at deer camp right now?
Oh, my gosh. You had to tell everybody? Yes, that's exactly where I'm at.
Well, talk to me about the first weekend at deer camp.
Oh, I tell you what, the weather was fantastic, and it was just a gorgeous day to be outside. Some of our friends didn't cooperate with us and show up for us, but you know what? That's only half of it. The rest of it is just getting together with friends and enjoying company and teaching your son how to lose at cards. It's all good. That's fair.
Very nice.
Fair. Very fair and good. Correct.
As we mentioned, 23-6, Packers over the Vikings at Lambeau Field, an absolute dominant performance over the Vikings. What stood out to you the most? Was it the dominant run game, the dominant defense, how bad J.J. McCarthy looked?
Yeah. Oh, man, he did not look good. He certainly would like to do that game over, I'm sure. I like this. And people that have listened to me understand where I'm going to come from is I love it when in the third quarter you can just hand it to your running back and just pound it forward, 4 or 5 yards, 3 at a clip. You know, I heard a few things this morning. Some people were saying that the offense was they played conservative. And I'm like, wait a minute. These guys got a football game they got to play on Thursday, and you're up by 14, 17, whatever, just pound it. And if you're getting yards and you're being successful, that's all you need to do. You know, you control the clock and you take matters into your own destiny. Let's shorten the game up as quick as we can. We're ahead. Let's get out of here. And let's you know, we got to get healed up because we got to play the Lions on Thursday. So that I thought I really liked the way that, I mean, that's what you want as a football coach, is to be able to just hand the ball off to your running back, control the third and fourth quarter, and just salt the game away with your run game, and then hopefully your defense can stand up behind it. And certainly they did.
Yeah, run-heavy strategy from LaFleur. I mean, 42 carries, 146 yards. I think maybe people were saying conservative, specifically when it was on third down and they were kind of just going for the run play to get field goals rather than attacking to try to go for the big score.
Run the football, kick field goals, win the football games. That's all that matters, right? And I don't have any problem with that. I mean, like, you're salting the game away. You know, let's not run. Let's not do a whole bunch of stuff, and let's like make Detroit worry about something. And, you know, so you know, Detroit's got that their hands full now. They got to see that this team can run the ball without Josh Jacobs effectively, and they got a back now that they got to prepare for. Who's going to play? Probably Wilson, but you know, they're competent there. They certainly have limited weapons in the first time they played them without Reed out there. That's going to change things, and you know, Golden is still not able to go. You know, it's, you know, the Lions are going to have to think about something now, and that's what you want to do.
It is the fifth quarter with our special guest, Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik. Anthony Belton had a really nice game, especially run blocking, being inserted into the right guard position on the offensive line. How do you think that offensive line really gelled throughout the game?
Well, certainly that is his forte, right? You know, besides getting penalties, run blocking is his forte, you know. So what I enjoyed about it was, as you saw, you know, they kind of rotated. They were rotating that right guard spot out predominantly all year long, and Sean Ryan and Morgan were rotating there a little bit until Elton Jenkins goes down, and he has done a great job at center. And they were rotating with Belton, which was kind of surprising because I didn't know, you know, Belton was going to be able to play with a pad level of play guard. And after they were rotating through the first half, and then after the halftime, it was all Belton. And, boy, devastating run blocker. There's one that he would love to have back, and that was third and one. Where he got stuffed there. He whiffed a little bit on that. But, hey, the professional players that you're playing against, you're going to get beat on occasion, probably more often than you care to admit. But when you look at the performance that he turned in the run game, just he's always been a devastating run blocker. And what I mean by that is, if he gets his mitts on you, you're not getting in on the play. And that's the kind of road grader type run blocker that they drafted him for.
And the Packers defense, they get 10 hits on J.J. McCarthy, 5 sacks for that defense. They get a couple of picks in the second half. Just talk about that defense overall dominating that Vikings offense.
Oh, completely overwhelmed them. They get the first drive a little bit and kick field goal, and that's fine. But I really like it's just about speed, right? When you're the second level is so fast. Even when you take out Quay Walker, McDuffie isn't as fast, but plays much more physical. And you see that physical play showed up in the way they played run defense yesterday. And then you got some new faces got in there a little bit. Brinson got a sack and he played pretty stout. But, a lot of people don't give the secondary credit. And, sometimes the secondary will tell you why. We'll show you why they don't get a lot of credit, but they played pretty well yesterday. And the aspect that I really like too is that they're all playing with their eyes forward. So guys are getting in the backfield, they're getting into the run game that in the past it just wasn't the case. So Evan Williams is one of those guys. Bullard is showing that he has taken the next step as a professional, and it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the Lions.
And man, Micah Parsons was just an absolute beast yesterday, specifically in the second half.
Yeah, he kind of made it. He's like, yeah, that's 6 that they scored. I think that they're just not going to score anymore.
He took over, absolutely wrecked them.
Oh, and he messed it up so that everyone else got some gravy too. That's why they went on traded for that guy. So you get in the second half and you get up on someone that you can put him away. You want to be able to say this is it and put them completely away, and they were able to do that. Wyatt picked up 2 sacks. One of them was a Micah Parsons hurry, and he tried to escape near the goal line there in the third quarter, and 95 is there to put him down. So Micah Parsons lifts that entire defense with everything to do. I mean, son of a gun, sometimes he got triple teamed yesterday, and he's still productive. So, he lifts, like the high tide raises all boats, right? Well, that's the case here. That's why you go out and you pick up a guy like this. And, yep, he costs it a little bit, but when you look at the way that the defense is playing and the way, 6 points to the Vikings, that's a pretty big deal, out of any NFL team. You look at the scores that the defense has turned in through the season. And it's good, and they're playing fast, and they're the one thing that has kind of eluded them a little bit were some of the turnovers, but they're starting to come in now. So, and they usually come in bunches too. They don't just get one; you get a bunch. And in this case, you had a quarterback that he was holy smokes! Talk about playing under live fire, man! Holy cow! You got thrown to the wolves, and you threw a few up. So,
yeah, the head coach of the Vikings had said that J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback he's had pre-snap at diagnosing what a defense is going to do. But it's once the ball's in his hands, that's what they need to work on.
Well, yeah, what good is it if you, they're gonna rush everybody at me. What do I do? Get sacked.
Yeah.
Okay. So what good was the pre-snap?
Post-snap is kind of the most important, right?
Right.
That poor guy, he was running for his life yesterday. And, hats off to the Packers D, because if he's sitting back there on a lawn chair, it turns out a little differently probably.
Micah Parsons, by the way, became the second player in NFL history after Reggie White to record double-digit sacks in each of his first 5 seasons. Wow. It is the fifth quarter. with our special guest, Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek. There are three phases to the game: offense, defense, special teams matters. And Minnesota found that out the hard way in the third quarter. They have the big mistake on the punt team. Packers recover, and they take two plays. They score the touchdown, 17-6. That game is over at that point.
Wait a second. Are you talking we are peeping praise on the Packers special teams?
Yes.
It has been probably a decade since that has happened. I mean, come on. The reality is, yeah, I mean, those are plays that they're one third of the ball game, you know, and everybody says, oh, special teams, but you know what? Those are the plays like that that happen. And when things are going well, you're happy. And when they don't go well, then it's, you know, we got to fire the special teams coach. So, you know, looking at that play in particular, you know, it's been a long time since anybody's given any praise to the special teams, but that shows you that's just the level of depth of football intelligence that your football team has. That hey, ball's rolling around. I gotta run my guy to the football. And holy smokes, that was a big part of the game. That was a great play that set them up for a score.
Yeah, it's those little things. Run your guy where the football is, and hopefully good things happen. And it did. Packers are now 7-3-1. Detroit is next. Short week on Thanksgiving. How do you see that one going on Thursday?
Oh man, I think it's going to be a heavyweight matchup. You know, it's just going to be blow, blow, blow. And I think the Packers have the opportunity for the first time in a long time to sweep the Lions. And I think they have. It's, you know, the table is set. They just got to play their football game, and we know what they're going to do. They're going to try and lock down that running game and force the ball in Goff's hands, which has played out really good for the Packers in the past. So I think that's your deal on defense, and then on offense, you're going to have to find a way to exploit that secondary and get over the top early.
All right, man. When do you get to get back in the deer stand today?
Probably about 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
There we go. All right.
still resting and recovering. I get it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of football to watch now. I can't pull myself away from the game.
It's true.
In the woods.
All right, man. Good luck. Good luck at deer camp. Yeah. Get the buck this week. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy your week and, you know, have fun.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.